And at the station, we're all about the music, and so is the McPhail Center for Music and Equay Music Creation. I'm telling you what, they're having a huge event. They're hosting a free concert for peace on March 23rd featuring original compositions. And to help us to navigate through this, please welcome to our morning show microphones Michael Kane, co-founder and CEO of Equay and director of electronic music and recording arts at McPhail, and performing performer J.D. Steele, who is also highly placed with McPhail, the executive director. Good morning, gents, and welcome to KMOJ.
Good morning.
Good morning, Freddie Bell.
Man, you know what? I got to do this just for you, J.D. This is so inappropriate, but I've got to do this. Listen to this. Does this ring a bell?
Yes, it does, especially at Christmas time.
This, by all, I mean, I don't care what you all sing, this is my favorite of all by the Steels and J.D. Steele.
Oh, that's great, Freddie. Thank you so much. Man, that's awesome.
I apologize. I've got tears in my eyes thinking about the first time I ever saw you sing the family get together, and it's just so incredible. And I have this idea that this concert for peace will be no less incredible and really warm the hearts of those who come to see you.
Absolutely.
So tell us about it. Where will it be, and how do we get access? Where will it be?
So the concert's at McPhail Center for Music, which is downtown. It's concert's free, so no tickets needed. Just show up and enjoy the music.
All right. So who are the artists that will be performing?
The artist is really featuring Yusuf Sharonik, frame drum player from New York, who's coming as a visiting artist. Yusuf is one of the Equay contributing musicians to the sample library. And given that he's playing the frame drum is pretty much the oldest percussion instrument on the planet. It's about 3,000 years old, and it's ubiquitous to almost every culture, from Africa to South America. So when we knew that Yusuf was coming and we were thinking about the drum as an instrument for unity, and music is all about unity, so I feel you on the tears in your eyes, Freddie. We decided, let's bring together a collection of musicians that could have a vibe and relate to that theme. And so we started, Barbara Cohen and I started writing a lot of music for this, and we're bringing in Abinet Berhanu on drums. And my first go-to is JD, because he's the man. So we have a whole host of incredible musicians.
Talk about the original compositions.
So JD and I were talking about this the other day. I would describe it as Afrobeat, jazz, soul, R&B, feel-good music.
All right. All right. I like all of those.
Me too.
Wow. Talk about the power of the music, JD.
Well, you know, I've been such a big fan and so involved in global music over the last couple of decades of my career. Spent a lot of time in East Africa, working with my choir in Kenya for about 14 years. And my traveling there, I've always fallen in love with the music of the cultures that I've been visiting and been involved in, particularly the soukous and bongo beats of East Africa. And then recently I was touring northern India with an East Indian dance company that I wrote music for, and had a chance to infuse jazz, gospel, and soul into East Indian sounds, which are sitar-driven. So for me, the excitement of being able to work with Michael and Barbara on this project brings me into that realm of exciting new collaborations dealing with different global sounds. Wow. So this is what Michael approached me about, and I got immediately excited because, as you know or may not know, Michael is a very accomplished artist in his own right. We're so fortunate to have him here in the Twin Cities and have him to move here and bring his level of artistry and academia to Twin Cities. So it's just exciting being involved in all of this type of global music project.
Global music and so many artists. Michael, this concert for peace, why is it important for us to have this concert now?
Well, you know, when you think about the power of music, and you think about you could be at the club, you can be in the hall. If you're feeling good and you're moved, you don't turn to the person next to you and say, hey, before we get down together, tell me your political orientation and your spiritual orientation and how you vote and all that. You just you transcend that, and that person becomes a part of your family, and you're sharing a moment together. Mm-hmm. And at a time when we have such divisions, either politically here within the our own country, when we have the various wars that you think about Ukraine, the Middle East, you know, peace to me really does start at a fundamental level. And one of the things I know I've learned from so many of the great musicians I've played with is how much they committed to the idea of peace being a tool for unity. And I can't imagine a more needed time for that. And to me, once we had Yusuf in and he was coming into town, and I started thinking about the frame drum and how old it is and how it exists in so many different cultures, that really became the whole theme of what we wanted to aim for. And everybody felt the need for supporting that cause, which I'm grateful for.
Interesting. Talk about the relationship you have with the ALS Association.
Sure. So ALS had approached us, which was an incredible thing, about the possibility of using the Equay Music app to provide music creation opportunities for people who maybe have lost the use of their hands or in various dealing with some of the various issues that come with ALS. So we ran a pilot program last fall in the Midwest states, and it went amazingly well. That there was one woman who took the program who was a former professional classical musician, and her day was centered around playing the piano and writing music, and that was taken away by ALS. The Equay Music app is very intuitive, very easy to use, and that has allowed her to continue with composing and making music. And so once we started that pilot in the fall, and it went so well, they've now asked us to expand to that that program out nationally. So we'll be doing that. And that's a partnership between both the Equay Music Creation app and McPhail. So certain McPhail therapy folks are going to be involved going forward. The Equay contributing artists are going to do an online concert, Q&A performances, and the Equay is the main platform for that. So that's just an incredible partnership for us.
Wow, Barbara Cohen, as you mentioned, JD, Zach Harris, David Feely, and so many others a part of this. Last question for you, JD. Will members of your family, and I know you work with the McPhail Community Youth Choir, will they show up at the concert as well?
You know, they may come and visit and check it out. I'm not sure. I'm just getting back off the road and just kind of getting back with the family, talking, meeting, and rehearsing. But you know, one thing I want to say just before we end this, you talk about tears being brought to your eyes. I saw something a couple days ago that happened in New York City on a subway platform.
Oh, my goodness.
There were a bunch of people waiting for the train, and somebody started singing, don't worry about a thing, 'cause every little thing is going to be all right. Mm. And everybody on the subway train platform in New York started singing along.
Wow.
And before you knew it, they were singing it at the top of their lungs. And then the train came and everybody left. That's amazing if you've ever been on a subway platform in New York. Mm-hmm. You see that kind of unification happen. And when I think about what Michael and Barbara are putting together and what we're going to be doing with it, it makes me think about the unifying power of music.
Well, final thought this morning, David?
Come on through and feel good. You know, come enjoy the music. It's going to be a thing.
All right, I said David. I meant to say Michael.
Michael. Yeah. That's okay. Michael. Dave, David's right? David's my middle name, so I answer to it. I feel like my mom just called me to go clean my room there.
No, I'm sure it's clean.
So,
I'm
Michael,
sure
that date is March 23rd, right?
March 23rd, correct. 7 p.m. Yeah. McPhail, Antonello Hall.
Concert for Peace.
At McPhail.
Right.
501 South 2nd Street.
It is. And it's free to the public. And I can't thank you both enough for stopping in this morning and sharing with us your feeling about music and telling us about all the artists who are coming together for peace, which could change the world. You just never know what's going to happen. Thank you so much for sharing with us this morning. And a special thanks to you, JD, for the reconnection this morning on KMLJ.
Great to reconnect. And keep up the great work that you're doing with the People Station, Freddie. Just so proud of you. You're a driving force in our community.
It's our pleasure.
Absolutely.
Gents,
many thanks.
You're welcome. Be well, and thanks for being with us.